League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, when my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I've been thinking about you, when I was about 23, I never thought that much about my skin or my hair, and I was I'd always gone to the hairdressers called in the UK called Mr. Toppers, and at the time they did £6 haircuts, basic no frills haircuts. They didn't even sweep the floor between cuts. It was like getting your hair cut in a barn, like shearing sheep. But the cuts weren't bad. I didn't really think anything of it. And then this swanky hairdresser's opened up near where I lived in London. And my friend was going in there, and she's always banging on about me getting a proper haircut. So in I went to this place, and instead of the big long line of chairs, sitting in a mountain of hair in a room lit like an operating theatre, here I was for the first time in a swanky hairdresser's. And there were just three seats, three people cutting hair. So there was my friend, me in the middle, and an older lady. Very glamorous older lady. Older than us, anyway. On the end. And before we sat down, my friend leaned over and said to me, "Oh my God, it's Charlotte Rampling." Now, to my shame, I didn't really know who this was. But I knew she was an actress, but I hadn't really seen her in anything. So I thought, you know, whatever. But looking at her career afterwards, you know, it was wow. Academy Award, Emmy, Golden Globe nominated, French and Italian art house films, and Woody Allen opposite Paul Newman in The Verdict. And around that time, I saw her in the early 2000s. She'd become both an OBE and a muse. Yeah. Yeah, that's the job I want. A muse. I think I could be a muse. Easier than being amusing. You know what a muse is, right? Can you have a male muse? I'm not sure. Surely in these progressive times you can. The ancient Greek muses, the inspirational goddesses of literature, science and the arts. You know, that's me. That sounds like me. I said yesterday, I think I am in the Godhead. Well, in terms of arts, I am an inspirational goddess, a beautiful, inspirational goddess. Fuck it, you know? I never thought I was beautiful growing up, but now for the first time in my 40s, I can be confident in the way I look because the way I look reflects how good a person I think I am. You know, and I think I'm very good. For goodness sake, I'm the son of God. One of his sons. I'm in the Godhead. Listen to yesterday, I'm in the Godhead. But I have my friend and Charlotte Rampling to thank for the way I look today. Because my friend, excited about Charlotte Rampling being in the room, in the hairdresser, started to be a bit gobby about how this was my first proper haircut and Previous to this, I'd just been to Mr. Topper's. And Mr. Topper's was a load of shit. Oh, ha, 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 you know? So Mr. Topper's and I suddenly became the butt of my friend's jokes, you know, which Charlotte Rampling laughed along a bit too. Basically encouraging bullying, but in an art house muse kind of way. Well, I wasn't amused. Wasn't amused, Rampling, frankly. Wasn't used to this. I had no money growing up, and suddenly I was paying like six times the amount I usually pay for a haircut, you know. The hairdresser was nice, but added to the bullying and snobbery, you know. But, you know, really, he had a point, you know. He made a good point, which I always think about. He said, because I used to spend money on clothes. He saw I had expensive clothes. And he said, you're spending more money on your clothes than your hair. And your hair is something you wear every day. So you should spend money on your hair and your skin. He said, looking back, I'm like, well, why are you mentioning skin at this point? My friend grasped this opportunity anyway, like they'd set it up and said, yes, skin. I was like, well, that's supposed to be. And she said, I keep telling him to use moisturiser. And this just wasn't true. She'd said it like once, you know, it was just her. This was just her in with Charlotte Rampling. And she brown-nosily said, look at that, look at this lady's skin. You know, this lady pretending not to recognise her. She said, do you use moisturiser? And she said, of course. And I was like, you're 55, I'm 25. Obviously I didn't say that, but you know, it's different, isn't it? And then the hairdresser joined the gang of bullies. The hairdresser joined in, one of the hairdressers, and said, you're never too young to start using moisturiser. And then my friend said, look at his neck, eczema. I'm like, for fuck's sake, this is probably what the hairdresser was looking at and dropping the hint about. This is what you pay the money for, to make you feel like shit. Eczema. Eczema? Look at his neck. Eczema? I'm like, for fuck's sake! Had a bit of dry skin on my neck. Eczema? And the hairdresser nodded, and Charlotte Rampling started to nod. And then, there was just this general consensus that I'd shit eczema-y neck. And then Charlotte Rampling said, I've got something for you, dear. And they were all having such a laugh as Charlotte Rampling went into her bag at my expense. Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it? Bullying someone over their appearance, brilliant. Charlotte Rampling dipped into her bag and got out some moisturiser and said, have some of this, lovey, in an art house, musey kind of way. And I was being pressured into it by my friend and the hairdressers and this global icon. So I had to, didn't I? Dabbed a bit on my neck, and Charlotte Rampling said, more, more. And they bullied me even more. My friend, the hairdresser, and Charlotte Rampling. More, more. So I had moisturiser all over my face. But you know, annoyingly, it started to feel good. You know, I'd been having a bit of a dry neck, a bit of a sore neck, and it instantly kind of fixed it up, you know. I moisturised my face, my £40 haircut was complete, and, you know, I have to admit, that day I was a changed man. I was bullied, but changed. So yes, Charlotte Rampling is an inspirational goddess. Because of her, and the bullying she gave me that day, I have had good haircuts and used moisturiser every single day from that day. Oh yes, so conservatively, Charlotte Rampling over the last 20 years has cost me, what, £500 a year in haircuts? So that's That's £10,000. Plus moisturiser, conservatively again. What, another £2,000 maybe over 20 years. I'm £12,000 down. Because of Charlotte Rampling. My muse, my inspiration, my bully. And the reason that I look so young and so beautiful. Every fucking day. So thank you, Charlotte. And if you'd just like to add £12,000 to the patron now, I'd be very grateful. And may keep me looking somewhat young in my upcoming and very stressful court case against Mr. Toppers. Not that I've said anything particularly bad about them today. I just want to sue them for making me look so shit when I was doing all of my going out in my early 20s. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, thinking about you, Mr. Toppers. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.